Good afternoon, everybody. It's Monday, the 7th of September. No, sorry, 8th of September. And I'm just coming outside to sit on my seat, which I haven't done for ages. Whoops. Here we go. There's another sound that we all haven't heard for ages either. He's getting his ball. I've just given him a good brush. That's Niall. He's had a good brush. He's going out for a walk with Connor. Connor's got a day off and Connor's taking him for a nice long walk in a minute. Pardon? We're on audio, boo. What, darling? Hellman's mayonnaise or what? Oh, I don't like that one. Is it not the other one? Anyway. He's going out for a walk. He's had a nice brush. He smells nice. He looks nice. Connor's going to take him for a walk because he just wants to go out. And that's fine by me because I wasn't planning on going anywhere at the moment. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny. It's warm. The sun goes in from time to time, but basically it's a nice day. The kids are out on the playground. As you can hear, they've only just come out. I've just done a bit of obedience with Niall because I wanted to. He did really well, obviously. He should do at his age. And Connor got us, on Saturday, he bought us a sandwich maker. I don't know how he got it so cheap. It was £5 at Wilkinson's. And we had one before the fire, but it broke. Well, obviously, it was condemned. So Obi's making us some sandwiches. I bought some pastry. I haven't bought this for years. It used to be something when we were kids that we'd have, like on a Sunday sometimes, we'd have fish paste sandwiches or meat paste or whatever. And I got it because I thought it might be quite nice to have on toast sometimes. But we're having it with onion, mayonnaise and black pepper in toasted sandwiches. So that should be quite nice. Apart from that, Ronan's home. He's back home from his auntie's. He came back with us last night. We didn't come home till about 2 o'clock this morning. And we didn't get to bed till about... Well, I don't know what those two went to bed, but me and Obi didn't get to bed till about 4:30 because I had to do dialysis. In fact, I missed some yesterday because I was out a long time, which I... You know, that's why I really shouldn't stay out so long. But I just was enjoying the change of scene, you know, and I wasn't in a rush to come home. So, Niall, what are you doing? Don't go in the garden. I don't want you doing bad things up there, like you know what. So everyone's home today. Oh, my nose is itching where I brushed him and his hairs were flying in the air. He's got a very, although he's got a short coat, it's very thick because he's part retriever. So, anyway, I want to just wish Dreamy Marmot good luck. I hope she's doing well. I haven't looked. I saw her boo when she was waiting for her dog to be brought. It's such an exciting time, and I hope she really has a good training with him and a nice first day. It's very special when you first meet your new dog. So I hope that's all going okay, and I really look forward to hearing about it. And I've got quite a few boos to listen to because obviously I didn't listen to them when I was out yesterday, so I've got very behind with them. But that's a good thing because when I'm dialysing, I like to listen to them. It passes the time, and it makes it more entertaining instead of an out and out bore. That's it, really. I'm not going to make this long because I sent some really long boos, and I don't blame people if they don't listen to them, but I'll more put them up for my own record. You know, I wanted to get more of my dad on there, but he went to bed at about 7:45. He was totally unsociable. But I got quite a bit of my mum and the dogs and just the sounds of my home. You know what I mean? My old home. Excuse me. Oh, my face is really itchy. I can put my phone down there now. You'll be able to hear me still. When he was doing that. No, what are you doing? If you don't pull up there, I won't be very happy with you. Boy, boy. But then I've only got myself to blame. Here he goes again with his ball. I don't take them to my mum's. Well, I do take them sometimes. I take him sometimes because I work in there, obviously I do. If I go in a taxi, I don't. Because A, it means Lamb is left on his own for a long time. And B, it's chaos with an extra dog. And it just causes havoc, really. So, it's bad enough as it is. It's chaotic enough as it is, anyway. Don't you pick that up. Like, when I was grooming him... Niall! I knocked something off the table. I've got a table out here on the patio. I knocked something off the table. I'm on my swinging seat, I think I said. Yes, good boy. And I knocked something off the table. I thought it was a mug, but it didn't quite sound right for being a mug. And also, I always know what mugs are missing when I do the dishwasher and stuff. I automatically do a head count of plates and things, and I say there's two small plates missing. And then I know to go look in usually Connor's room. I didn't think there was any cups missing. Anyway, Obi said it's a beer bottle. I don't know when it's from, but it's... I've knocked it on the ground. It didn't break, but Niall's got a thing about bottles. He likes plastic bottles, and I don't want him picking that one up. I could get down and find it, but it's under the table, and Obi said he'd put it in the bin, in the recycling in a minute. This patio's a bit untidy, actually. It's, the hose is all over the ground, and when I was doing obedience with him, it was like an obstacle course. So I want to try and get that cleared this afternoon, and maybe cut the grass. Well, not me, but... Niall! Anyway, folks, I'm going to go and sure my sandwich is going to be done in a minute. I might come back and let you know how it is. How's that? The children are very happy it's a sunny day, I think. Aren't they, Niall? Very happy it's a sunny day. And you're looking very handsome to go out for your walk with Connor. Aren't you? You better be good, otherwise he won't take you again. No messing around with other dogs and stuff. When we lived in my house that was near the woods where we, for 6 months, Connor often used to get up early in the morning and take him for a walk in the woods, a long walk in the woods. So he is used to taking him out, but he hasn't done it for a while. It's no good him taking Lammy because he wouldn't go and you'd have to pick him up and carry him and drag him all the way. That's a pointless exercise for anybody except me. Okay. Oh, don't pull me off the swinging seats. Ah, he shakes my brains out. I've got the strength that I let go. The only way I can win with him is to tell him to leave it. Niall, leave it. Good boy. Sit. Good boy. Take it. Here you go. Now bugger off. Oh, I'm only joking. Okay, I'm going to pause this and I'll come back. Well, it's a bit of a late lunch. We had a bit of a late start this morning, actually, because I was still awake. I've been sleeping a bit better, not perfectly, but then I have been going to bed late. I remember being awake at 5:15, so I must have fallen asleep somewhere after that. And then I woke up again, and then I went back to sleep again. Oh, and I had my dialysis equipment delivered, and my dad's friend Phil came down in his mobility scooter, that's it. Because he's got cerebral palsy, but he's a lot younger than my dad. But he's his friend, and he comes down every Monday or Wednesday with a box of newspapers that I use in my cat's litter tray. And I don't use litter anymore because it gets everywhere. It makes such a mess. And I really do appreciate it because it saves me a lot of money every week. Because a bag of litter's about £4, and I use more than a bag a week, so that saves me quite a lot of money because I don't have to use any at all and just use newspaper. I put a big thick layer of it in the bottom and then tear up a lot of small, very thin strips on the top so they've got something to bury their doings in. And if Obi goes on the train or the tube, he always collects spare newspapers and comes home with an armful of them. I expect they just get thrown away when they clean the trains out at the end of the day anyway. Well, they might get recycled, but at least these are being used. Anyway, I'm going to go now, and I'll come back and let you know what the sandwich is like. Pause recording. But pause recording. Obi was singing. I'm trying to record him singing, but he stopped now. He's in the kitchen, I'm in the living room. Go a bit nearer. And we tripped over the carpet then. I can smell it.
Can smell it, right?
Yeah, I can smell the onion in it.
You got
a
blue one as well, can you?
You can do what?
You got
a
blue one as well. Without doing two.
Yeah, since you think so.
Huh?
Yeah, well, you could do one slice of bread, but you'd have to cut it in half, wouldn't you?
Say that again?
Well, it's a bit pointless doing one. Why would you want to do one?
I'm doing two and you're doing one. You get it?
No, I don't.
You can
only do one at a time, can't you?
No, you can do two at a time.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it a double one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what I was saying.
I didn't look at it. I thought it was a single... Because it was only £5, I assumed it would be a single one.
Well, I've not seen a single one before. Is there a single one?
Yeah, there used to be.
Of course. Double one, I know.
Oh, yeah, of course you can do one on its own. I thought you meant... I was thinking of one doing one. Do you see what I mean?
I thought you meant that.
Hello, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
There's leaves over there.
Ready to go?
Just taking half a walk. Where are you going? I'll give you a few tips for letting off the leaves.
You're looking fly, man. Sorry, shop nigger.
Bring his lead over and let me show you where to attach it. You know where to put it on. You don't put it on the reflective collar.
I thought you'd taken that for a walk before.
Yes, but not for a long time.
Oh, okay, so
you're
not a dog.
I know, but...
Oh, well, don't teach
you
how to
put
a lead,
though. No, you hold the lead, and then you walk.
No,
that's it.
No, I'm being serious. Shut up, you two idiots. I'm trying to be serious about telling you what to do when he's off the lead.
Oh, all right.
Well,
your obedience?
Yes.
The sofa's
coming apart. Where?
No, two pieces.
Oh, no, it opens us. Why is that?
It's probably not
attached
properly.
That was those idiots that put it together then. You know how to do it, now you can do it. Okay, attach it to the chain bit. No, I'm talking about letting him off the lead. When you let him off, you know to make him sit and wait, don't you? And now, if you see another dog in the distance, try and call him back before he sees it. Because otherwise, he might get shouted at by the owners. Oh, shit, do you know my dress ripped then? I'm sitting on it.
Aaron, would you like it very dry or not moderately dry?
What?
The sandwich?
Sandwich.
I don't know. Don't like it very dry.
Not very dry?
No. When you the first time you let him off, let him run around for a minute and then practice calling him back and give him a treat. I've got some bit of his food out there on the table out in the garden if he hasn't eaten it. There's a few little bits of food, just some food. I'll put it on the table out there. Found it? Okay. I practiced his recall check a bit just to make sure that he comes better. He comes better to the
wood. It's good.
What?
Just need to cut it.
Oh, you have to cut it, right?
You should cut. Sometimes it cuts.
I did
it.
Like
it doesn't look like it did.
It's probably because the bread's too thick. Where are you gone? Oh.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you. It looks nice. Let me taste it out. Hot. Mm-mm. Excuse me, old girl, boo.
What does it taste like?
Nice. You have to be careful, it burns your mouth. Nice though. It's sardine paste, I think. Ah, fuck. Oh, sorry. I don't normally swear on my audio booth. A bit of the onion burnt my lip. How that really hurt. Be careful of the onion, darling.
Huh?
I burnt my mouth on the onion and I swore on my audio boo. I said,
shit, was you all right?
Yeah. It's very hot, though. The onion. Because it touched my lip as it went in. You see what I mean? Mm. You have to eat these carefully because they are hot. I eat round the edges first, like these bits. I want to eat the whole lot. Quickly, but I think this bit that very nice. Excuse my language then, but that really did hurt. I think it's probably going to leave a mark. Very, very nice, but very, very hot. Have you got yours?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
It's hot though, isn't it? Be careful of the onion.
Yeah,
no,
hiding behind, I said, be careful of brains.
Mmm, very nice. You put lots of pepper in, which is nice. The onion's okay if it goes straight in your mouth, but what happened was it kind of went on my lip there.
Yeah, sometimes the piss turns on
your dumbass. Leave it.
So, Major Morphin, you left, you know that.
Oh, okay.
Put on a helmet, you know that.
Keep him on a shortish... Don't let him pull. Keep him on a short, shortish lead. when you're walking down the street, you know, go all over the place. When you call him once, go, no, I mean, I don't need to give him treats to get him back, but he might, but you might, but take him just in case, because he might, blow the whistle. He comes better to the whistle, because he hears it better.
What are you going
to say? It's sort of fish. It is. Fish paste, sardine paste.
Sardine paste, that's it.
It's not so fishy. I can't
see
that.
Bye now. Be good.
Have a nice day now. Not Connor.
Have a nice day, Connor.
Have a nice day, Connor.
Ah. The onion fell out this time. I got it, though. It's so nice. You want to eat it quickly, don't you? You can't.
No, it's going to burn your mouth.
Mm. That's the frustrating thing about toasted sandwiches. And when you finish eating it, you feel like you haven't eaten anything because it's... I can't explain it because it's kind of taking you a long time.
When you go for a special training, eating hot food.
Yeah.
Believe me, you'll be good. No, in the university days in Nigeria.
Do you have special training?
I'll tell you, that's what I'll tell you about.
Mm. You know you're on audio, though, don't you?
When you're on, you know, when you're cooking, niggas smell the food out. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know this nigga is cooking. They come around and say, hey, what's going on, man? You're cooking, right? And they sit down before you're cooking and they know how long it's going to take to cook.
Yeah.
And they say, later, man, I'll see you later. Exactly that last time, it's half an hour. You see niggas imagine.
They know what time to come back.
Exactly. And imagine, hey, what up, man? That shit's done, right? And say, yeah, it's done, man. What's happening? And you see niggas bringing out spoons from their pocket. You know, the couple spoons. You don't need to go get spoons.
What cheek. But that's the way it's done, isn't it?
Yes, it's just part of it all. And why do you put food in a big plate? Everyone's eating from that same plate. You might have like five niggas eating from that place, the big plate. Sometimes you have to eat from the pot. Just, or you call a saucepan.
Put it in the middle of the table.
Exactly. And everyone's going, yo. Now, the food is really hot. If you don't know how to eat hot food...
Well, as in spicy food or burning hot?
Spicy, burning
and
hot.
And burning hot.
Now, if you don't know how to eat it while it's hot, you're going to go hungry. Because these niggas, they act like they've got freezers in their mouth. And you don't...
I see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So by the time you get hungry once, twice, like that, somehow, I don't know, you adapt to it. You know how to eat hot food then.
Otherwise, you go hungry.
That's how it goes. Even if it's your food, nobody cares.
Imagine doing that in the UK.
No, I've got a cup of coffee.
Things are so different here in that way, aren't they?
Beautiful, you know, everyone eating together.
It's nice. I think it's nice.
Not just you. On the day you don't have food, you sleep at the next nigga's got food.
Well, the thing is, it means that when they've got food and you haven't, you can go to them.
That's what I'm saying. You sniff out the next nigga's got food. Sometimes, even when you go up, everyone's got food. No, so come on, man. Let's do community cooking. It's called community pots, community cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're gonna come together, contribute money together. Get a lady to do the cooking.
And do a great grow.
That's it. Everyone just.
I remember you doing that. I can't remember where it was, but I remember you doing it once. You got a load of food from the market, or you gave some woman some money to get it. Was it someone at the shithole?
Yeah. That was from Steve.
Yeah, that was Steve. Yeah, I remember it being with Steve.
Just group it and everyone's quite happy. We're talking about shit and all that. Yeah, but sometimes there are rules to it. You need to know the rules to it. Well, when you're eating, you don't talk. You talk after eating, because sometimes someone might ask, Steve, what about that thing you told me the other day about that man doing that thing? And then you explaining that shit.
And then you're missing out.
That nigga is eating. And then when you don't explain that, he said, really? So how did that thing happen? And he said again, he left you talking again. You see what I'm saying? You're going to have to smell nice hair out there.
I'll pick that up in a minute.
Go to the garden,
huh? I'm going to do a wee aspect. What? There's another one in there. Mm. Doesn't it turn off on its own?
No.
How does it know when it's done then? Excuse me, audio poo. Mmm, so nice. I was... Mmm. Excuse me eating on audio boo. It's not very ladylike, but then again, I never said I was a lady. I'm not. I'm a woman. This is my breakfast and lunch. Normally they switch off. That one doesn't switch off. Or is it because it's not locked?
It's locked. It's locked.
Does it say it doesn't switch off?
It doesn't switch off.
Hmm. What, you just leave it 5 minutes and then assume it's done, I suppose?
Mm. That food just came in now.
I know.
Stick one long out there, so I'm gonna poop.
No, I didn't stay long enough for that. I wish there was another one now. Well, that's being really greedy. And that was so nice. Has all the paste gone?
Yeah, plus more.
Plus more.
It's quite small,
so
I'm gone.
Oh, yeah, I know. But still, it did 3 sandwiches.
No, it did 2.
Oh, what other was the other one then?
Let's put butter and pepper, and onion, butter and pepper, so I had there, and ham.
Oh, okay.
No, I put quite a huge load for you in there.
Yeah, I know, it's nice. It's very nice, thank you. It felt like the whole pot, because they're only tiny little. I don't know why they make them so small.
You can buy more.
Yeah, I guess so. They've always been like that, though. Sandy having that, it makes something, you can have something different.
Yeah, I like
this,
what do you call it, sandwich toaster. Than
sandwich ordinary maker, sandwiches.
Than a toaster. Just oh, like yeah. Like it burns the bread.
Well, toast is not the same thing, because you can't put anything in the middle of that. Even if you get 2 bits of toast and put the stuff in the middle and then put them together, it's not the same, because the stuff in the middle is cold, you see what I mean?
Mm.
And it doesn't make it together, that puts it together like a parcel. That seals the edges, doesn't it?
Mm.
What are you whinging for, mister?
Demand it off me. What are you demanding? A punch? Not lost, see?
Have you noticed Niall's gone?
I don't think so, he does.
It kind of seems empty without Niall. Do you not think so?
Yeah, it feels
empty. It feels weird. It's because I'm never here without him, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Except once when he went to the vets to have his teeth cleaned. Okay, audio boo, I think we've bored you enough. I've got you singing on there.
Oh, that's singing.
In the ghetto.
The ghetto.
I came to sit over here so I could get it louder. Audio boo, can you hear him? He's scrounging. He's demanding a bit of sandwich. Look, old man, just because you're old doesn't mean to say you can take the pee. I can't believe I said F-U-C-K on my audio, my public boo.
Now, what's the difference between saying it behind the bull and saying it on the bull?
Because everyone hears it. Not that I've ever told everybody I don't swear, because I swear on my direct messages, but not for the world to hear, you know what I mean?
So the idea of it is to tell the world you don't do it?
No, I've never told the world I didn't do it. It's just not to do it in front of the world. I do swear on there, say things like shit and that, but I don't think I've ever said F on a public boo.
Say what?
I'm not saying it again.
Saying what again?
F.
You just said F now?
Yeah, but I didn't say it, did I?
Just say it.
Oh, shut up, you div. You cut my head in knots sometimes.
I don't know what you're on about now.
No, I don't know what you're on about.
You're sounding crazy on the bull now. Well, you said F, and you said, oh, no, I didn't say it. And you just said it.
Shut up, you div.
Look, nigga, I don't like your eyes, all right? You look like a thief. Look like you want to jump on and take the sound out of my head.
he won't do that, but... What can I get you to eat, then? Toof, toof.
I'll give him a ham, son.
Just give him a tiny bit, because he shouldn't really have ham.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Get one, just one.
Just give him a little bit. Give him half of one.
After that, do breakfast.
Oh, it's a nice day, isn't it? He's walked off. Now he's going to pester me. He's coming back. What? He wants to get up here, I think. Do you want to come up? Do you want to come up? Come on, then.
Look at that mirror.
He said, no, I've gone out for a walk. Where's my treat? He doesn't like going out for a walk on his own.
He's going to be a sandwich. Let's see if he's going to eat it.
What, the sandwich?
Believe me, if you don't eat it, I'm going to pick you up, open your mouth wide, choke you and shove it down your throat, nigga.
What are you giving him, a bit of bread? Is he eating it?
He didn't eat it.
He didn't eat it?
No.
That's how hungry he is. He wants the ham, that's why. Okay, audio boo. Thank you for keeping me company, and I'll talk to you soon.